Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome
the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment broadcast. I'm your host, Yolanda Hooper, and we are the Destiny Fulfillment team. We have here Pastor Christian.
Hi.
Pastor Clarence.
Good evening. Good evening.
Tina.
Good evening.
And Bishop Dr. Abiola Idowu.
Praise the Lord for his good and his mercy endures forevermore.
We are CREPA Worldwide, and we're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Welcome to the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, the program designed to bring the very best out of you and put you in charge of your circumstance, your situation, and your life. We have a mandate from heaven by God to rule and have dominion over all things on earth, as graced by the Holy Spirit. It's time now to listen and tune in to the Word of God that will absolutely eliminate your struggles, your frustrations, oppression, cancel sickness and disease, and bring you into a place in your life where you have the fullness of joy, love, peace, righteousness, prosperity in your life. God's servant, Bishop Abiola Idowu, presiding bishop of CREPA Worldwide, brings to you the word of life. It's time now for the word of the living God with Bishop Dr. Abiola Idowu.
Praise the Lord. I'm so excited to be with you tonight on the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment. I'm so excited that God is going to turn your life around. Because let me tell you, the instrument, the tool in the hand of God to change anybody's life is his word. The word is the creative force. The Bible tells us, it said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and God is that word. With that word, all things were created. So if there's anything in your life that is not worth referring to, that is not getting you to a place of happiness and excitement, the same word that created the heavens and the earth can fix it. So I am welcoming you to a time when everything will be fixed tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Before we go into the word of God, let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much in the name of Jesus because of your eternal plan and purpose. Thank you because of your counsel. Thank you because of your might. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Thank you because of the word of life. Receive all of our praise in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm asking, oh God, as we share the word of the Lord tonight, Lord, let the anointing of the Holy Spirit breathe upon the word that will bring clarity of understanding in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm asking, oh God, that every hearer will locate themselves. They will see their wonders and miracles. Lord, there will be healing, deliverance, and breakthroughs in the life of everyone tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, take charge of my thinking faculty. Let me speak the word of the living God as the oracle of God today. Lord Jesus, let your word come in wisdom and in power. Don't let any life remain the same again after this word. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to welcome you one more time to the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, the program that is designed by God to bring the best out of your life. You will be so glad that you are here with us tonight. I want you to listen to this because we've been dealing with the force of victory. I've never seen anybody in life that will wish himself failure. I've never seen anybody that would just say, I've been praying and fasting and trusting the Lord to fail and to be oppressed. No, everybody wants victory. But the point is that people want victory, but majority of people are not ready to do the things that are necessary for victory to manifest in their lives. God is not a magician. God works with his principles. when the principles of God's word are followed, now result is a must. God is not a man. He cannot lie. He's not the son of man. He cannot repent of his word. The Bible tells us, he said, without me, you can do nothing. So God is not expecting you and I to start trying. No, you can't try and win. He just asks you to obey instruction. And he said, my commandment are not grievous. He's not going to tell you something that is going to break your neck. No, he's going to teach you something that is simple, that all what you need is faith in what he said. And I want you to listen to this, that God has no barrier. You can't stop him. You can't delay him. You can't limit him. He is the Almighty. The scripture says, he is not a man. He cannot lie. In fact, the Bible declared, and he said, he doesn't have the ability to lie. You can't stop him. Now, you can't win him in any battle. He is the Almighty by himself. Now, if you want this God to step into your life, you need to believe the things that he set out himself. The coming of Jesus is a rescue operation for mankind. Jesus Christ did not come here as a religion, as a religious leader. He didn't come here so that he can express, his own idea or something. He came here to liberate humanity and reconnect us to what we lost. We saw from the scripture that when he came, chains were broken. Why? That is why he came. The Bible tells me in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 9. And he said from verse number 6. He said, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And he said in verse number 7. He said, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. So we saw that the government Jesus Christ brought to this earth is a government of peace. In peace, there is no sickness. In peace, there is no poverty. In peace, there is no affliction. So when you begin to see that the coming of Jesus is not to put you in bondage, it's not to make you to start trying. It's a translation from oppression to liberty, from poverty to riches, from sickness to health, from lack of peace to plenty of peace. In fact, the scripture says, of that government, there shall be no end. Now, see this. In Luke chapter 1, that was an introduction. Because, listen, when you don't know the purpose of a thing, you abuse it. Right. Not only abusing it, when you don't know the purpose of a thing, you scratch your head and people confuse you. Right. Now, we have so many people calling themselves Christian in court that don't even have an idea of what Jesus Christ came here to do. Yes. They celebrate Christmas, but they don't know Jesus. Mm. Now, see this. Because if you don't know, you can be doing your best and yet you are not getting results.
That's right.
You
That's
cannot right. convince me that God can be with you and sickness is with you,
That's
affliction
right.
is with
That's
you.
Right.
Both
right.
of them, they cannot coexist.
Mm, no.
Now watch this. In Luke chapter 1 verse 68 to 75. Now I'm reading from New Living Translation, Luke chapter 1 verse 68. Now it said, praise the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has visited and redeemed his people. The word redeem means to buy over, to purchase. So that means you are no more available in the market.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. You are no more available. So sickness can buy you.
That's
disease
right.
can buy you.
Right.
Oppression can buy you.
Right.
Coronavirus can reach
That's
you.
Right.
Why?
That's right.
You are no more in the, now, listen, when you get to the store, let's say you go to Walmart, and you want to buy something, and they said there is no more available. Will you find that product on the shelf? No, you can't find it on the shelf. The scripture says you are redeemed. In other words, you are no more on the shelf.
Right.
Now, the world don't understand this. Now, let's see verse 69. He said, he has sent us a mighty Savior. The reason you need a Savior is because you need to be rescued.
Amen.
He said, from the royal line of his servant David, just as he promised through his holy prophet long ago. Now we will be saved from our enemies and from all who hate us. Now, we see a lot of people are still crying out about the enemies. I saw in the scripture
right.
that being saved.
Right.
Now, if I've been saved from my enemy, it's no more my issue.
That's right.
Now, God has to lie for the enemy to catch me.
That's right. That's right.
Because I'm not going to go to no enemy because we are no. He said he's my enemy, so we are no friends.
That's right.
Now, and I know my enemies are not human beings. Mm. My enemies are the forces of darkness.
That's right.
His cancer, his disease, his oppression, right. His poverty. That's whatsoever is not glorifying God is the enemy of God.
That's right.
And the
that's
Bible right. says, I will be enemy to your enemies and I will be adversary to your adversary. The truth of the matter is, whatsoever is contesting with your life is the enemy of your father.
Mm.
And if it's the enemy of God, is alive, is dead on arrival.
That's right.
I don't know whether you get that. Now, he said in verse 72, I'm reading Luke chapter 1, verse 72. He said, he has been merciful to our ancestors by remembering his sacred covenant. The covenant is swore with an oath. To our ancestor Abraham, we have been rescued from our enemies so we can serve God without fear. Amen. Now, now, can you just imagine? Now, this is how you line up. Just listen to this. Somebody is born again and is afraid he can catch cancer. Mm. And the Bible says you've been rescued from your enemy so that you can serve God with no fear.
That's right. That's right. That's
people
right.
are serving God. If you ask some people right now, they are serving God in fear.
In fear.
You see, you ask them to come to church. They want to come to church because they think coming to church will please God. So at least it will not allow evil to happen to them. That is not the God we serve. We are not bribing God by coming to church.
That's right.
We are coming to church because we want to know more about
that's
him.
Right.
We are coming to church because we want to tell him, we love you. Now, that is it. He said, we must serve God with no fear because we have a Savior. So, we all know that there's so much of evil, there's so much of things going on the earth today that want our attention, that want to frustrate people's life.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible says we don't have no issue with that.
That's right.
Why? Mm-hmm. We have an exemption status in Christ Jesus. There is no room for fear because we have a Savior.
Right.
It doesn't matter what is killing them. The Savior is there to rescue you.
That's right.
I want somebody to get this
one. Sir, yes,
when we
yes,
say
yes,
we
yes,
have
yes.
a Savior,
yes.
we are telling you that there is somebody that wants to say, no matter what is pursuing you, run to me.
That's
if
right.
you run to me, I'm going to save you. The Savior must be stronger than the enemy.
Right.
Because if he's not stronger than the enemy that is pursuing you will kill him too.
Right.
Now we have a Savior that wants you to know you are secured in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And the church needs to understand this. It is not only sin that is putting people in bondage of the enemy. No, it's ignorance. The Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Yes,
now, if
yes,
you are not informed, you will be deformed.
That's right. That's
if
right.
you are not informed, you will be cheated.
Mm.
A lot of believers, nice people, they love God with all their heart. But let me tell you this. Just as being a good person, don't put money in your pocket.
Mm.
Now, being a Christian, don't deliver you from oppression.
That's right.
You need to know the truth. The ignorance of the ignorant will destroy the ignorant.
That's right.
And the strength of the oppressor is the ignorance of the oppressed.
Mm.
So, Bible says in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So, the most powerful weapon in the hand of the enemy, the hand of Satan, is ignorance.
Mm.
If he knows you cannot get anything that belongs to you when you are living in ignorance.
Mm.
There is nothing a child of God is going through on earth today that God does not have solution for it in the Word of God. I'm telling you, it's because people don't spend time to find out. Let me tell you, even if you scratch your body too long, there is an answer for it in the
that's
scripture.
Right, that's right. That's
because
right.
I discovered that he said it's part of the curse of the law. And he said Jesus Christ has come to take that one out. Now you may be thinking it's the weather. Now that's what you agree with. But you may disagree with it because you know that is not what the Bible says. In fact, the Bible says, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. That means God have an answer to every question to terminate sorrows and pain. But we must not hold the view of the word. The word view and the kingdom view are not the same.
That's right. That's right.
The world sees things based upon research.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
We are not supposed to live by research.
No,
we are supposed to live by revelation.
That's right. That's right.
By discernment.
That's right.
The first man that God put in the garden never went to school. He knew everything that was in the mind of God by discernment.
Amen.
God brought all the animal to Adam and he asked him to name it, to name them. And the Bible says Adam was able to name all the animals according to what is in the mind of God.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know that? When God came back to the garden, he saw everything and he said, okay, everything you said is right. Now, because he's thinking like God, he's knowing like God. Now, in redemption, that came back. God gave us his spirit so that we can reason like him. Now, by the time you begin to reason the world ways, there is no way you will be able to catch up with the things of the spirit. Oh my God, people need to have this understanding. Now, you are in the world, but not of the world. And if you are going to live like kingdom citizens, you have to give up the word ways.
That's right.
Intentionally.
That's right.
On purpose.
That's right.
You have to tell yourself, I don't belong there. What kills them must not kill me.
That's
now,
right.
Many times you have had a lot of experiences. People around you have gone through so much. You have gone through so much. And there is probability that the enemy is telling you that your experience is you. No, your experience is not you.
Right.
You are completely different from your spirit.
Right.
Because you cannot be victory conscious until you begin to have God's view.
Amen.
You cannot. You cannot. Watch this. David was facing Goliath. Everybody was having the word view. This guy was a giant. This guy can fight.
That's right.
Now, in fact, I saw in that first Samuel chapter 17, we may not be able to read everything, but you will see the first few verses, they were describing Goliath.
That's right.
Nobody described God.
That's right.
They were describing the spear, they were describing his shield, armor.
That's right.
Yeah. And after some time, I mean, I look into that story and I discover it got to a time the children of Israel could no more talk.
Yeah.
For 40 solid days, nobody remembered the God that parted the Red Sea, the God that fed them for 40 years.
That's right.
They have forgotten that this is not the first battle that God won for them.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen, the moment you start seeing things from the world view, the victory that God has wrought in your life begin to die.
That's right.
You will not reason like God anymore. You will not reason according to his word anymore. You begin to reason according to what people are saying.
Yes.
That is why what you watch on TV, on the internet can kill you.
Yes.
Here comes a guy that have never been to a battle. He has not fought any before, but the view is based upon the covenant.
That's right.
And he looked at this giant and he said, well, I have not come to you by what I have, but I am coming to you by who owns me. It's two different things.
Yes.
And he said, you are uncircumcised, and today I'm going to kill you.
That's right.
And we saw how the story ended. The Bible tells us that David killed Goliath.
Right.
Why? He was victory conscious.
That's right.
You cannot be victory conscious and not win the life battles. Bible says in 1 John chapter 5 verse 4, the Bible says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world.
That's right.
He said, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So that means there is nothing on earth. Listen to me, viewers. It's coming from my heart, I tell you. Now, listen. There is no challenge of life that you are not wired in the inside to overcome. There is nothing that comes against you in life that God has not given you victory over. If what you are calling problem is a stepping stone.
Amen.
It was the death of Goliath that announced David.
Mm.
It was throwing Daniel in the lion's den that made him the governor.
Mm.
Now, there are things that are happening around you right now. If you don't see it from the world view, and you see it from God's view, you will discover that God just set up victory ahead of you.
That's right.
Bible said in Isaiah chapter 54 verse 17, he said, there is no weapon that is formed against you that shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against you, he said, in judgment thou shalt condemn. He said, this is the heritage. That means you have an inheritance.
Right.
This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their inheritance is of me, said the Lord. Your inheritance in God is you cannot be defeated. It doesn't matter who was telling, he's telling you stories. Now, many now know this truth. They know it's written in the scriptures, but they don't experience it. Why? Majority of people read the scripture, only if you meditate on it. Until you meditate on the word of God, what the word is saying cannot mix with your faith. Now, it's like you get an orange, and then you say, this is a beautiful orange. It's so sweet, but you have never squeezed it. You don't get the juice in the orange until you squeeze it.
That's right.
Meditation is squeezing the word.
That's right.
You squeeze the word, and the juice in the word comes out. It is from the juice in the word that you are able to have a revelation. Look, for example, I saw from the scripture that himself took my infirmity. That took the devil to nonsense, as far as I'm concerned. Because I just came to the table and I'm looking for sickness. I can't find it.
Amen.
Why? He took it.
He
packed everything. So even if I'm looking for one, I can't find it.
It's not there.
Now, if it's not there, it's not there. And somebody is just saying, well, he's killing everybody. Now, even if I want it, my Savior took it. Himself took my infirmity.
That's right.
That settles me forever. I'm not struggling with it because I've meditated upon it. That, oh, come on, let's think about it. If Jesus Christ said he took, that's the past tense. If he took it, he took it. Now, if he said he took it, I'm not the one that will be saying, but you see, what of this? No. Let God be true and all men lie. God cannot say a thing and I think I'm smart enough to analyze it.
That's right.
When you start analyzing things, you start paralyzing things.
That's right.
Just believe it the way he said it and you will see the victory.
Amen.
That is how to walk in meditation. You are chewing the word of God in your heart and in your mouth. You are chewing the word. Somebody say, how do I chew the word? You begin to say it under your breath.
That's right.
I shall not die. I shall live. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. Now, instead of using time to gossip, you use it to say it to yourself.
That's right.
Yes.
You don't even have to. You see, you block every avenue the enemy is bringing to you. The product of meditation produces revelation. That's it. I'm not talking about just cramming the scriptures. Now, Joshua was in the situation after the death of Moses. And it looks as if, how are we going to get to the promised land? If Moses, a great man, could not take us there, what can I do from here? And God called him and he said, Joshua, in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, he said, this book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth. He said, but thou shalt meditate. Meditate, not just read and cram.
That's right.
Thou shalt meditate day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to what is written therein. He said, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So that means, watch that, and then. So that means without this, this cannot happen. So a lot of people read the Bible only if you meditate. I meditated on Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 6. And I begin to see my status. And I discover that majority of what people are running around with, you can't touch me. My seat is... Now listen, no matter how angry you are, you can't go to the White House right now. So, they will know I'm an American. I'm going there. They won't allow you in.
That's right.
Even by the time they give you the clearance, your anger is gone.
That's right.
That's it. Now, that is the president of a nation on the earth, under God.
That's right.
I'm talking about the creator of the heavens and the earth. And he said, come and sit down with me. And you think anything will come and assess me on my seat with the Almighty? Who will give you the clearance? You will wait till eternity.
Right.
By the time they give you the clearance, you're already dead.
That's right. Mm. That's right.
Mm. I am seated in heaven. Now, it takes squeezing that scripture to get the juice. Otherwise, we just say, I'm seated. Because you need to know where the seat is. The Bible tells me, he said that seat is far above all principalities and all power and every name that is named. So if he got a name, you are the boss.
Amen. That's right.
So when you are talking about coronavirus, it doesn't give you any issue. Because you know you are the boss.
That's right.
They talk about cancer. You are not troubled. Why? You are the boss. Now, when you feel something in your body, you are not the one that is diagnosing yourself.
No, no.
Maybe. It's not maybe. Before the enemy suggests you suggest to the devil.
That's right.
Get out of here. In the mighty name of Jesus. All the courage, all the confidence of Joshua came from that scripture. And remember, it was not Moses that told Joshua. It was God himself.
That's right.
God said, Joshua, you want to last? This book. This book. This book. Not chemistry.
Yes.
Not biology.
That's right.
Oh, not philosophy.
That's right.
Not psychology.
That's right.
This
that's
book.
That's right.
I was crying out to God and I said, Lord Jesus, deliver this generation from pride.
Mm.
We have relegated the word of God to one of those books.
Mm.
And this book is this book.
That's right. That's
the,
right.
Book. The word of the living God. He said, these books are not depart out of your mouth. He said, thou shalt meditate in it, day in and out. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, you are able to get a result anytime.
Yes.
Listen to this. This is the word of God for you tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down. Create an environment that will make you to meditate. You cannot be walking in distraction and be able to meditate the word of God.
Mm.
The Bible says, blessed is that man that will not walketh in the counsel of the ungodly or standeth in the way of sinner, nor seated in the seat of discomfort. Where do you sit? Who are your friends? Who are the people surrounding you? People like that won't allow you to meditate on the word of God. They will give you fear to meditate on. They will give you destruction to meditate on. Because, see, show me your friend. I will tell you the kind of person you are. He said, he that walk with the wise shall be wise. The companion of fools shall be destroyed. I'm not asking you to hate them, but they cannot be your close associate. Because you keep on looking like them till eternity.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this, friends. That's why we are inviting you to church. So that you come and renew your mind with the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can see life differently.
Right.
Most especially based upon the word of God. You cannot meditate until your environment is conducive.
That's right.
A conducive environment will give you a clarity of direction. If you are meditating where all negatives are all around you, I'm telling you, as you are coming in, you are going out. You are coming in, you are going out. And that's why today you just say, well, I feel good in God. Tomorrow, you deflated. Why? Your environment is not constant. I am telling you, the best thing you can do for your destiny to change forever is to make the word of God the final say in your life. And I'm going to be praying with you right now. And I'm trusting God for you that as the word of God has gone forth to you, you begin to see yourself as a victor. You begin to see yourself as more than a conqueror. You begin to see yourself as somebody that is seated far above in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for these wonderful people. I give you all the praise and the worship for your mercy that endures forever. Lord, I'm asking, oh God, that your glory will rest upon them. Your power will rest upon them. I curse every power of sickness, every disease, every affliction, whatsoever the enemy is sending their way. I crush it. I destroy it in the name of Jesus. Father, I take authority over the spirit of fear. I bind you and I cast you out in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatsoever is holding a grip over the destiny of these people, I destroy it right now in the name of Jesus. Receive your breakthrough. Receive your breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatsoever you trust God for this coming year, I release right now divine wisdom. Divine opportunity. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you because I know it's done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Remember, this is very important. Now, you are on a better pedestal going forward and getting things into your life that will glorify God now. But remember, you cannot have a breakthrough, a success in your life without becoming a member of God's family. God wants to defend you. God wants to show how much he cares for you. But it is based upon the knowledge of the truth. So the only way is to say yes to Jesus. The moment you say yes to Jesus, your name will be written in the Lamb Book of Life. Why don't you just pray this simple prayer with me and God will change something in your life. Say, Father, I thank you because you love me. You died for me. And on the third day, you resurrected. Father, from today, I give my life to you. Write my name in the book of life. Thank you for saving me. I give you all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You are now a child of God. Praise the Lord. Now, tomorrow, Samis, God is going to open your heart, your eyes to a new level of glory, because that is our third Wonder Sunday. Yes. And Sister Yolanda, I cannot wait. God is going to do something.
Oh, I can't wait, wow. Either, Bishop.
Wow.
I cannot wait. But we would love for you to tell us exactly what is God going to do tomorrow.
My God. Now listen. She's pushing me to this now.
Yes.
And I'm going to just respond. Now, listen to this. Tomorrow is the last the third of the three Wonder Sundays. And tomorrow there is going to be an anointing service. And I want you to come with a bottle of oil in your hand. And if you are watching us online, just get your bottle ready. The first service is 8 a.m. The second service is 10 a.m. Now, God wants to remove everything that is not planted by him in your life. God wants you to know that 2021 is going to give you the inheritance that he has stored for you before the world began. God was speaking to me so clearly, and he said, we are stepping into a year of fruitfulness. The year that we will have more than enough. No matter what is going on around us, none of them is going to touch us. Because we are going to see the mighty hand of God of covenant working. So tomorrow, I want you to come with all your heart. And something you have never experienced before will begin to happen. Please don't miss it. God bless you in Jesus' name.
My God, wow. Bishop, since you mentioned it, we had to go ahead and you had to give us something about tomorrow. We're so excited about the wonderful word that's going to come forth. And what a word we just had today.
Praise the Lord.
My God, what a powerful word. My God, surrounding yourself with the right things, okay? Mm-hmm. Faith cometh by hearing. You want to surround yourself with people that are going to lift you up and empower you. And no need to go to different people, this person, that person, when you can go to your Savior. We have a Savior. Bishop, I love how you said we are exempt.
Yeah.
We have an exemption status now in Texas that has value, okay, to you. But if you only understood the value it had, to know that you have an exemption status through Christ, my God. My God, that was rich. My God, we are just so blessed. We're having a great time in this program. Such a rich word. Pastor Clarence.
Yes, ma'am. You said it right. The word is rich here. You know, I want to speak on what you were saying, Sister Yolanda. You know, you said something that we are exempt. You know, the word exempt means that, hey, This doesn't preclude to you.
No.
It has nothing to do with you. All of them over there, they're not exempt.
No.
But we are exempt because of what the word is saying to us, Bishop. My question is, you know, you talked about people not wanting to go to church. They have a fear of going to church. You say we go to church not to go to church, but to know who we are in God. And so many people that are watching today say, oh, well, we don't have to go to church. But how are you going to know if you don't go to church and learn, Bishop? Help me out with that, please.
Yes.
We want to hear the answer to that question. But first, we're going to take a praise break. We'll be right back right after this.
He'll make it all right. Whatever you want. God is able.
God is able.
Whatever you need.
Whatever you need.
He'll supply.
He'll supply.
Whatever is broken.
Whatever is broken.
He can fix it.
He can fix it.
No need to worry.
No need to worry.
He's alive.
He's alive.
Whole church, he'll make it all right. Listening.
He's listening.
Whatever you pray.
Whatever you pray.
He knows.
He knows.
Whatever the answer.
Whatever the answer.
He's got me.
He's got me.
We know he's sovereign.
We know he's sovereign.
He's in control.
He's in control.
Whole church, he'll make it all right.
Christ Resurrection Power Assembly invites you to their worship service tomorrow. There are two worship services, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Christ Resurrection Power Assembly is located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. If you need a ride, call area code 904-646-8210. There's also a midweek Bible study, 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. But don't miss tomorrow's worship services, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly.
What a powerful time we are having during our Hour of Destiny Fulfillment. We are Crepper Worldwide. We are located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, and we invite you to join us for services on Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. And we are going into the answer to a question that Pastor Clarence has put before us. And his question was, how are people to continue to go to church for the right reasons?
Praise the Lord. I strongly believe that when people have an understanding that the only source of joy and life is Jesus, the reason will be different. Now, you are not coming to church because you are under pressure. You are not coming to church because you want to escape the attack of the devil. Church is not a fire brigade or fire insurance policy.
That's right.
No, no, no. You are coming to church, number one, you want to know him more, because the more you know him, the more your destiny have divination.
That's right.
Now, you come into church to hear what God have in store for you, so that you can know who you are in Christ Jesus, so that you can be in charge. Because the essence of our creation is to have dominion on the earth. It's so clearly stated in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. So when you come to church, you are not coming to church. That's why when people come to church and they fight people, you already having a wrong approach to it. You don't come to church to fight people.
Mm-hmm.
People will always do something for you, something you don't like, but that is not the reason you came. When you begin to come to church and you take offense, you're already having a wrong motive of coming. You are coming to church for the word of the living God. And when the word comes to you, it changes everything.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank
Praise
you.
The Lord.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. Tina, I know you have, I see you sitting over there waiting.
Yes. So what I find is, you know, the covenants that that the ancients used, and, you know, that were for the ancients.
Yeah.
Are still applying to us in this time.
Yes.
And I think that people are so overwhelmed in fear of all the messages that we're bombarded with, that how can they find the answer in the Word? It doesn't sound like the King James Version. Maybe it's confusing to them. So the answers are in the Bible, maybe another translation.
Mm.
So how can we help the people find something that they resonate with, that the Word is there, the answers are there, not to forget that it doesn't work?
Okay. Now, this is very important. You see, sometimes some people can understand the Thou and Them. But thank God for the God's anointing on people in these days, that we have different versions of the scripture. Take, for example, the easiest way to understand the word covenant is agreement. That is an agreement between God and man. Based upon that agreement, it decided, I'm going to heal you based on this agreement. I'm going to prosper you based on this agreement. I'm going to give you long life based on this agreement. So if people are ready to know, one thing I know about God is that he will make a way for you.
Amen.
That's right.
That's it.
When you seek him with all your heart, the Bible says you will find me. Many times people don't want to go to God's time. They still want to do what they are doing. They still want to maintain their old life. And they are expecting God to just come in and rubber stamp it. He will not. He will not. The agreement of God and man is based upon the scripture. And that's why we are inviting you to the church, whereby, now, we will read it in King James. We read it in the New Living Translation. We read it in Amplified. And we will show you wherever you are, your state. God will meet you there.
Amen.
So that you will say, okay, now, if I can't get it in King James, I will get it in voice translation. In our generation, we have so much translations right now that you can't tell anybody you don't understand, as long as you can read English. And if you can't read English, there are versions in other languages that you can just read and you will understand. I think the most important thing is that you yourself, you determine to be free.
That's right. Amen.
You determine. Now, listen, when you don't know what you are missing, you keep missing it.
That's right.
Wow.
What you have never experienced before, you won't know when you are missing it.
That's right.
Now, when you begin to see what the word of God says, that you, I am not supposed to be in this state, it changes the way you see things.
Amen.
And when you center your attention on the word of God, you'll find the answer.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Wow.
What a rich time we are having. Whew. We are CREPA Worldwide. This is the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment. CREPA is located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back right after this.
Christ Resurrection Power Assembly invites you to their worship service tomorrow. There are two worship services, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Christ Resurrection Power Assembly is located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. If you need a ride, call area code 904-646-8210. There's also a midweek Bible study, 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. But don't miss tomorrow's worship services, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly.
You know, in the kingdom of God, God being the king expects people who are in his kingdom to enjoy his benefits. If you want to receive, you give as a process of you receiving, because we believe strongly the word of God in Luke chapter 6 verse 38 says, "Give and it will be given to you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." Now, this is an opportunity for someone that is listening to this to be able to key into this verse. Plant a seed now. We want you to pick up your phone, text this word, "give and be blessed," one word, to 73256. 73256. If you want to send Cash App, the $CREPA is our username for CREPA. The $CREPA. You can mail your seed to 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida, 32211. Finally, we invite you to our worship service tomorrow. There are two services, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Bring your seed with you in person. Ask for either Pastor Christian, Pastor Clarence, or Sister Yolanda. Back to you, Sister Yolanda.
Welcome back to the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, and we are having a grand time. We are Crepper Worldwide, and we're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, with services on Wednesday at 7 p.m. and on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. What an awesome time we have had with the word on today, Bishop.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. And now, even more, we're going to have a testimony.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and listen to that testimony.
Good evening, everybody. My testimony about the faith for the fruit of the womb. When I was looking for the fruit of the womb, I was praying to the Lord that you are the one who made me as a woman. You need to decorate me with children. In my dream, God showed me two boys on my dream. When I saw it, since that time, I started praying. I said, "Lord, I don't want in the dream. I want you to manifest this dream for me to carry my baby." And I started praying. People saw me. They will be asking me, "Are you pregnant?" I say, "I'm pregnant." "What are you having?" I will tell the people that I'm having twins, and I'm claiming it, and I'm praying. Anytime I went to the store, the first thing is the baby stuff, baby's place, department. I will go and buy something. When I purchase it, I will give it to the people that is doing baby shower, or anybody that is going to have a baby, and I will tell the people that. I will have it in my mind that one day they will come and rejoice with me too. And God manifests the plan. Thank you, everybody. My faith is working. Yes, please.
Praise the Lord. What an amazing testimony. Do you just see that? Now, I want you to look at that testimony. She had something. She believed it. She took steps towards it. And the testimony was there. Now, God is not a magician. You can get the same thing. I don't know what you are trusting God for that look like a mountain. What is God's word saying concerning it? Take step. Begin to act your faith. We are not supposed to be saying, "Oh God, give me faith." No. The faith is already inside. Act your faith. And when you start acting your faith, you begin to see that result is inevitable. I am telling you, that's an awesome testimony.
Yes.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Praise God. Well, again, we're having a powerful time here with the word of God, a powerful testimony. We're going to hear now from Pastor Christian.
Psalms 11 verse 3 says, if the foundation be destroyed,
yes,
what will a righteous man do?
Come on now.
You know, this year is almost rolling, but we're looking to lay the foundation for 2021.
Exactly.
Because it's going to be a new thing.
Yeah.
In fact, that is the theme of the Gilgal 2020. Because,
wow.
You know, sir, I just want to thank the Lord for you because, you know, when you brought Gilgal into the ministry, it's a concept of, you know, I want you to speak about Gilgal. Please, just speak about it.
Okay. Now that you brought me in,
I'm
going
to bring it in.
Now Gilgal is exactly what happened to the children of Israel when the law rolled away their reproaches. And the mark of Egypt was no more on them. Now, it doesn't matter what happened in your family, what happened in 2020, God is rolling them away, this Gilgal. Now, it is new things. God wants to start afresh. Listen to this. When God starts with you, the world will stand in attention. That is what this program is all about. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. He said, when you hear it, your ear will tingle.
That's right.
Have never seen that before.
That's
God
right.
is laying a new foundation for you for 2021. If the foundation be destroyed, just as the scripture you quoted, what will the righteous man do?
That's right.
I have never seen somebody that will be traveling for 365 days and he never prepare for nothing. Now, I have seen people jump into a year and they begin to look for where to put their feet. Now, you have to start now.
That's right.
Don't wait until 31st when everybody is looking for a church to worship.
That's right.
Now, do something now.
That's
and
right.
straighten the future.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Glad that you hear. The program starts on the 29th. The 29th from 7 p.m. on the 29th. And then the 30th, we have another 7 p.m. program that's starting, that's continuing. And so you're going to have the 29th, 30th, and we run into the 31st, New Year's Eve.
That's it.
And there's going to be that program that starts at 10 p.m. till the following day.
Yes.
So please, you want to mark your calendars for Gilgal 2020.
Amen.
There is a new thing that is coming in your life. Amen. This year, as the bishop just said, you want to start laying a foundation for the new year 2021. Amen. 2020 has a lot of issues, a lot of things, Pastor Clarence, yes, Sister Yolanda, that most people don't want to remember 2020. I mean, 2020 has been a year that we want to put away.
Yeah.
But you want to lay the foundation for 2021.
That's it.
Back to you, Sister Yula.
Yeah.
Amen.
Wow. Amen.
Well, this is just the beginning of your journey of transformation and elevation. Tune in right here weekly on Saturdays at 7 p.m. on Praise 107.9. Or for a full video experience, you can join us on live on CREPA Facebook page, which is Christ Resurrection Power Assembly's Facebook page, where you can also experience a powerful weekly session of Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, along with there is another broadcast as well. It's called Dominion Over Sickness and Diseases. And that broadcast airs every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Tell us about that session, Bishop.
Oh, yeah. You see, I don't move based on feelings. I move based on instructions. The Lord spoke to me that there are so much of his children that are suffering in the hand of the wicked one, in sickness and in disease, and they have taken it as norm because everybody is going through it. So the Lord spoke to me to begin to enlighten the body of Christ on dominion over sickness and disease. I was listening to the broadcast a few days ago, and the Lord was speaking to me. He said, now, it's not, I'm telling you exactly the way the Holy Ghost said it to me. He said, not only praying for the sick, teach them how not to be sick. So we are doing that right now every Tuesday. It's only 30 minutes that is going to impart you with the knowledge of the truth.
Amen. If you want to be a part of biblical instruction that will change your status and your story, join us weekly at CREPA, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway in Jacksonville, 32211, with services on Wednesdays and at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. We have the Welcome the King Christmas Cantata. Wow. It's happening on December 23rd at 7 p.m. And it's a celebration of the birth of the King. We're going to have music, Christmas carols, my favorite. Inspiration and a powerful word from the man of God, Bishop Eduwu.
It is starting to feel a lot like Christmas.
That's
the weather
right.
is getting,
right.
The weather is getting cool outside. Sister Yolanda, I understand there's a special event that's coming up.
There
that
is
night.
Going to be something very special going on that night at our Christmas cantata. We're going to have a live snow experience.
Wow.
A white Christmas.
At CREPA.
Amen.
That you don't want to miss. That's at the Christmas cantata on December 3rd. That's a Wednesday night at 7 p.m. You don't want to miss it. You're in for a treat on December 23rd at our Christmas cantata. Well, that is all the time we have left for today. Thank you so much for joining us for our Hour of Destiny Fulfillment broadcast. And we are CREPA, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. CREPA stands for Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. And you can join us at any of our weekly services, which are Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Now, we have services as early as tomorrow where you can join us. So you don't have to wait. You don't even have to wait until next Saturday, which is the next time that we will see you for this broadcast. Next Saturday at 7 p.m. on Praise 107.9. Or you can join us on the Christ Resurrection Power Assembly Facebook page for a full video experience. Same day and time, Saturday at 7 p.m. Thank you so much for joining us. We are the team of Destiny Fulfillment. Thank you, Pastor Christian, Pastor Clarence, Tina, Bishop, Dr. Abiola Eduwu, who brought that powerful word. So until next time, next Saturday at 7 p.m., remember,
Jesus is alive.
Christ Resurrection Power Assembly invites you to their worship service tomorrow. There are two worship services, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Christ Resurrection Power Assembly is located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. If you need a ride, call area code 904-646-8210. There's also a midweek Bible study, 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. But don't miss tomorrow's worship services, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. If you need prayer, you can still call 904-646-8210, and one of the CREPA prayer counselors will be happy to pray with you over the phone.
You've been listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Eduwu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m., also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.
Another chance. turn water into wine, free from sea to sea, save me rivers from the fire and deliver me. Tell me, who is this man that makes the wind and the waves obey his command? Some say
Elijah,
and some say
Prophet,
some say teacher. Tell me, do you know